Hello, you're listening to the BA City Guide on High Life Entertainment, where we aim to give you the lowdown on what, where, when for long-haul city destinations which BA fly to. My name's Philippa Starnes and I'm delighted to welcome travel journalist Heidi Fullerlove, who today is calling us from Atlanta, USA. Heidi, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Philippa, and it's great to be here today in Atlanta, Georgia. And what a lovely city this is. It's a really lovely day, which is not so surprising because we're only a four-hour drive away from Florida. So that does really give you a very good impression of the city straight away. You know, lots of beautiful blue, clear skies. But Philippa, as you know, Atlanta is situated on the Piedmont Plateau, which is close to the Chattahoochee River. It's the capital of Georgia, but Atlanta is also unofficially known as Capital of the South. And it's that southern, laid-back atmosphere that really permeates everything here.
Sounds really nice.
It is. Well, you know, this city, it was chosen to host the 1996 Centennial Olympic Games, but it's also the birthplace of Margaret Mitchell, who was the author of Gone with the Wind, as you know. But it was also the birthplace of Martin Luther King Jr., leader of the civil rights movement and author of that famous speech. There's all that history to Atlanta, Georgia. But more recently, Atlanta has also been the backdrop for dozens of TV shows. So, you know, if you know things like Drop Dead Diva, Real Housewives of Atlanta. But at the same time, this is a sprawling city. It's home to some 5 million people growing every day. And yet Atlanta is surprisingly low key. If you get beyond the glittering skyscraper studded skyline, this is a city that really oozes charm. It was nicknamed the city in a forest due to its abundance of trees, and each neighborhood is like a small village with lots of elegant mansions and houses. There are also some of America's glitzy attractions here, including Coca-Cola World, the world's largest aquarium. This is also a real foodie city. There are a lot of new chefs coming in from other parts of the country to set up exciting restaurants. And remember, this is a city that's known as the world's soul food capital. And finally, a very important facet to lively Atlanta is its musical roots, because as you know, Philippa, Atlanta was the birthplace of hip-hop and rap. It was been a major center for country music since the 50s. You've got music millionaires living here like Elton John, Puff Daddy. So if you put all those elements together, you really do have a pretty exciting place.
That sounds fascinating. I had no idea there were so many different facets to it. And yes, that's really interesting about the music. We'll talk a bit about that later on. So you'd say it sounds like you've really clicked with it. Sounds like you've, you know, really got to grips with the place.
Yes, I mean, it's an easy city to be in, Atlanta. You know, it's a place where you can walk to many of the main attractions, which is pretty unusual in a US city. The public transport's very good. We'll talk about that later. So, and it's a lively, it's a very creative town. It's got a good buzz, a good vibe.
Sounds really lovely. So tell me about the weather. I mean, is it good all year round?
This is a city that really does have four climates, you know, which a lot of people do like. It's nice to have your spring with your trees coming into flower, your warm summers, etc. But it does have the advantage that winters are also pretty mild.
Very nice. It's a lovely winter destination then.
Yes, definitely.
Brilliant. Well, have you learnt anything about its history and origins whilst you've been there?
Yes, Philippa. I mean, it's said that the city's history began at Fort Peachtree, which is where the Peachtree Creek flows into the Chattahoochee River. That's because this was the dividing line between the Creek Indians and the Cherokee. But, you know, I'm not going to give you all that history, but, you know, the city really began to grow in the 1830s. That's when it was chosen by the Western and Atlantic Railroad as the southern end of its tracks. But the railroad actually didn't just bring prosperity to the town, because during the Civil War in 1864, General William T. Sherman decided to cripple transport links between South and North. So what did he do? He ordered his army to burn down the railroad, which they did with such enthusiasm, they burnt down nearly 90% of Atlanta's buildings in the process.
Oh, no.
Yes, but, well, you know, Atlanta picked itself up and dusted itself down pretty quickly, and grew very rapidly, becoming a household name in the 50s and 60s, of course, when the civil rights movement, headed by Atlanta-born Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., gained momentum here. A very fascinating thing is the history of the name of Atlanta. It's quite amusing, too, because it was first known as Thrasherville for its founder, John Thrasher. And then afterwards, there was a suggestion that it would be called Lumpkin, the governor of Georgia, who was called Wilson Lumpkin. Luckily, finally, it was called Atlantica Pacifica. That was to commemorate its status on the railroad. And that was rapidly shortened to Atlanta, which sounds rather better than Thrasherville or Lumpkin, I think.
Yeah, good idea. They used it to Atlanta.
Yes. Not very, very winning name. But anyway, don't let me waffle on about history. Just go along to the amazing Atlanta History Center. It's a huge park. It showcases heritage architecture. There are museums that explain about the city's history, and you'll learn a lot more there.
Brilliant. How long does it take to fly there these days?
So BA has direct flights to Hartsfield Jackson Atlanta International. That's the world's busiest airport, by the way. And they leave from London Heathrow Terminal 5, and it takes 9 hours.
That's not too bad, is it?
No, it's very fast, and obviously, you know, on BA flights, it's very comfortable too.
Mm. And what are the transport links like for getting into the centre of the city once you land?
Well, they're very easy. You know, Hartsfield Jackson Atlanta International Airport is about 8 miles south of downtown, and it's actually the terminus of the southern branch of MARTA. And no, that's not some sweet little old lady. That's the city's rail and bus system, which is the Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. So if you don't have much luggage, MARTA is definitely the way to go. There are also taxis. Obviously, you can take a taxi downtown. One good thing to know here, it takes about 25 minutes and you should pay a flat rate. But you can actually find the latest rates on the airport's website.
Okay, very good. And once you're in the centre, what's the public transport system like there?
Well, Atlanta is a typical US city, which means that everyone has cars, of course. But as we were saying, the main downtown areas like Buckhead, that's where the huge shopping mall is located, all those kind of areas are pretty walkable. And then, of course, you have Miss Marta, who, you know, you can get around with the city's transport system. But you do have to have a Breeze card. That's like an Oyster card. But if you have that, you know, you can't pay with cash, only with a Breeze card. But MARTA is very clean, very safe. It's not huge, but there are 4 lines. They'll get you just about everywhere. And just one more very good suggestion. You can also download the Uber app. And then you can use the Ubers, you know, which is a popular...
Oh, very good.
Yes, yeah, so it's a bit
excellent.
Like minicabs.
So obviously a huge choice of places to stay, but have you come across any interesting places that have caught your eye?
Well, for a hotel that's oozing history, Philippa, it has to be the Georgian Terrace. That's the city's most glamorous hotel in the 30s and 40s, and it still is, you know, with crystal chandeliers, marble columns, really plush rooms. Guests who stayed here include F. Scott Fitzgerald, Tallulah Bankhead. And in 1939, this is where the premiere gala of Gone with the Wind was held.
So most, oh, wow.
Yeah. So most of the stars, you know, Clark Gable, etc.
Have they got photographs of it?
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's, how lovely.
Yeah. And it's stayed pretty much the same since then. So a very glamorous place to stay.
It's Gone with the Wind just everywhere in Atlanta. They show it permanently.
It is pretty much
what showing.
It is pretty much everywhere. You know, it's.
I wouldn't mind that.
You know, no, no, it's pretty amazing. You know, because you really do feel like you're walking into the set of Gone with the Wind.
That's
in
fabulous.
Most places, you know, so you know, for a really well.
So that's like the top hotel in Atlanta, is it?
That is one of the most glamorous, definitely.
So nice to go and have a little look around, even if you're not staying there, have a drink or a coffee or something. And
yes, they've got a lovely
a
bar,
snoop
so
around.
You know, definitely you can go and take a coffee there, and you can, you know, this is where Clark Gable stayed, so you can sit there and say, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I bet you're the first person that's ever said that.
I'm sure I am. Okay, so for a really well-situated hotel right at the heart of the very chic Buckhead district, I'd recommend the Westin Buckhead Atlanta. It's a very tall building, great views from the upper floor. Rooms are spacious, very comfortable, but it's, above all, it's a very good base for exploring. Another good one for exploring is the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel in downtown. That's another very very well situated hotel, but for something a bit different, something that's just a short ride out of town and something that is really special that you may not find everywhere, you should try Serenby.
Okay.
This is quite an amazing place. It was the dream of a local millionaire restaurant owner, Steve Nygren, and his wife Marie. A couple of decades ago, they had, you know, I don't know how many restaurants in Atlanta, and they decided to quit the rat race. So what did they do? They sold everything. They bought a farm and land just outside of Atlanta. And then they decided to create a kind of whole eco-friendly community. And now, today, it spreads over something like, I don't know, 1,000 acres. There are shops, restaurants, art galleries. They even have their own theatre. And
wow.
You can go and stay there. You stay in different apartments, scattered over the grounds, very comfortable accommodation. And it's a really interesting way. I mean, talk about walking into a set out of Gone with the Wind. That is really like a set out of Gone with the Wind.
And is the main thing about it that it's all eco-friendly and very green?
Yes, I mean, it's quite incredible, you know, because it's only like 20 minutes from Atlanta Airport. So you think, oh, God, this is going to be, you know, an urban sprawl. And in fact, it's this most beautiful, beautifully landscaped, huge kind of park area, you know, with an eco-friendly kind of village community in the centre of it.
How wonderful.
Yes,
that's interesting to visit.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, they all sound good. So once you've landed and you've got to your hotel, what are the main tourist sites to visit in Atlanta?
Well, Atlanta is a sprawling, spread-out city, so it's nice to do a tour to get your bearings. But first, Philippa, of course, as you know, we always like to get an overview. So let's climb to the Sundial on top of the Westin Peachtree Hotel. And this is the second tallest hotel skyscraper in the Western Hemisphere, would you believe?
Gosh.
So it was designed by local-born developer architect John Portman, and from the top, so you get an amazing 360-degree view of the city, which is called in many, many rap songs, is referred to as the A-Town.
Okay, and that's worth going to.
It is, definitely. So
okay.
Now you've climbed down from this very tall skyscraper, let's head for lunch at Krog Street Market. So this is the city's newest kind of culinary mecca, if you like, and you'll find all kinds of popular food, you know, shrimp and grits, beef sandwiches, all the kind of classic.
Shrimp's really big there, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah, shrimps.
Love that, like shrimp burgers and all sorts.
Yeah, you can get all of that. If you love shrimps, this is the place. And they're these huge shrimps, you know, they're really nice meaty shrimps, so you get a lot to eat on your plate. So once you've stuffed yourself with calories, let's work it off on a four-hour explore the east side tour with bicycle tours of Atlanta.
Oh, lovely.
It's a great way to do it, Philippa, because the owner, Robin Elliott, she's a great storyteller. She really kind of takes you out to discover the underbelly of this city. You see everything from historic homes, street art, cutting-edge graffiti, and she takes you along the Beltline. Now, the Beltline, it was once a railway line that ran around the edge of the city, and it's now slowly being transformed into a 22-mile kind of cycle walking path which connects all the different neighbourhoods.
How fantastic. That sounds lovely.
It is. It's a really, you know, it's a beautiful area to walk. And the amazing thing is it takes you through all these different neighbourhoods. So
how nice. What a good idea.
It is. It's brilliant. It really is good.
And you can cycle as well.
And you can cycle. You can walk, you know, do a Segway if you like, if that's your thing. And it's, you know, and obviously there's no traffic, so you're not worrying about traffic.
Sounds great. So this lady takes you on a cycling tour there to show you all the sights.
Yes, she does. And she's, you know, she's very, very good at telling you all the kind of inside story of all the different areas that you meet. So it's a really nice...
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is. You're pretty exhausted afterwards because 4 hours, you know, you're cycling for most of the time, but it's really well worth doing.
Great.
So on day two, we are up early and out to get the inside scoop at CNN Worldwide, because Atlanta is actually the world headquarters of CNN.
Yes, of course. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah. Well, most people do because it's, yeah, you don't necessarily...
And you're allowed to visit.
Well, you are. I mean, it's a huge building. So in the building, you've got all the main newsrooms and studios for several of CNN News' channels. So you take the inside CNN studio tour. It lasts about 50 minutes, but you get a real behind-the-scenes view. It's amazing. You stand up above the newsroom. They've got kind of glass panels, and you can see all the reporters down below. You know, you can see them getting breaking stories and whatever, working, doing the research and everything.
That's brilliant. You can actually do that at the BBC in London now as well.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, diversifying a little bit. But if anyone's ever in London as well, you can go into Broadcasting House at the top of Regent Street and walk in, and you can look down through the glass onto the newsroom. So that's great that they do it at CNN in Atlanta as well.
Well, it's an amazing thing to do, isn't it? Because you really get a feeling for how news is, you know, how they prepare it, how, and they tell you all about it, you know, how it's researched, how they verify as well the news, because obviously you can't go on the TV and present a piece of news if it's not bona fide.
Yeah.
So there's a whole kind of verification process. You do also get a chance to be on camera yourself.
Oh.
And yeah.
Well, they don't have that at the BBC.
Oh, do
I recommend that. That sounds good. What, reading the news?
Well, you don't actually, you know.
I mean, just pretending, obviously, but.
Yes, yeah. Well, actually, what they do is they get you to present the weather forecast.
Oh, brilliant. You get to take a clip home, a file home of it.
Yes, well, you can take photographs or get someone to film you. You're kind of, you can film yourself being filmed on camera, if you like.
Oh, that sounds great.
You know, if you film the actual film of yourself, it looks like you're filming, like you're on the TV.
You could actually use it as your showreel then, couldn't you, if you want
well,
to get into that,
you know,
sort of thing?
They probably drag you away, though, because there's probably a group waiting behind you.
Yeah.
They won't let you do 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's fun because you see how the weather is presented. You know, for example, when the weather presenter is showing you the maps, they can't actually see the maps.
Yeah.
So they have to kind of just hold out their hand and kind of judge.
It's called a green something.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yes. Yeah.
No,
so you learn all about that, you know. So
well, that sounds like fun.
It is. It's very good. Very recommended.
Do you have to pay?
Yes. Yeah. But it's not a huge amount, you know.
Right.
So it's something. It's a nice thing to do with the kids as well.
Mm.
You know? Everyone has a lot of fun. So once you've left the CNN building, you can stroll out into the Centennial Olympic Park. That's right next door, so you can grab a sandwich, a roast beef sandwich. In the CNN building, there's a food court. So then you can go out and have a picnic next to the Fountain of Rings, which is a kind of interactive fountain with lights and whistles and bells, you know. So that's quite fun. And the park is a nice kind of space.
Mm.
And then, you know, you're right in the kind of main area of a lot of the attractions. So since we're in the home of Coca-Cola and you're probably feeling thirsty after your picnic, your snack, let's head across the park to the World of Coca-Cola. That's at Pemberton Place, which was named for John Pemberton, the inventor of Coca-Cola.
So Coca-Cola was actually invented in Atlanta, was it?
It was actually invented in Atlanta by John Pemberton. So the Coca-Cola, the World of Coca-Cola, it's a huge building. You go into the lobby, there's all these kind of, there's a kind of medley of all the Coke jingles from the last 60
years. Wonderful.
That's
cool.
Which is quite fun. And they're, you know, I mean, you can imagine there are all those sort of advertising posters.
Yeah,
taking back,
the lovely retro ones.
Yeah, yeah, yes. There's also the Vault of the Secret Formula.
I was just going to say, you find out the secret formula. How'd you make it?
I did, Philippa, but I'm not telling you. So, yeah, so, you know, they don't actually tell you the formula, unfortunately, but they kind of tell you all about it.
So what is it? Is it a tour or how does it work?
Well, it's a kind of mixture. There's a tour, there's a museum part. You get a chance to taste the all kinds of different, not only Coca-Cola, but something like 60 different Coca-Cola-based drinks.
Gosh.
So, you know, by the time you come out of there, you're fizzing like
The kids would be high as kites.
Yes.
What now, Mummy? So these are all good things to do, again, with, well, kids, teenagers. But, you know, if you happen to be in the home of Coca-Cola, it seems a good idea to visit the museum and find out a bit more about it.
Yes, I mean, even the really small kids, they
enjoy
it, because there's all sorts of little...
And funnily enough, if you did ever happen to be there when it was bad weather, these last two suggestions are good for indoor things. And even if you're there in the summer when it's boiling hot, presumably they're all air-conditioned inside. So it's actually quite nice having a few things up your sleeve for getting out of the sun or getting out of the rain.
It is, yes, yeah, very well said, Philippa, because,
you know, if you've done that four-hour tour or, you know, been on the bike, then it might be nice to combine that with then going inside and cooling off if it's hot.
Exactly, or, you know, you can get an early start, do something outside and then go to the museum when it gets hot.
Yes, yes, that'd be the way to do it.
So, you know, just across from the Coca-Cola, the world of Coca-Cola, there is a kind of park, and all these places, all these buildings are in this large park. So just across the way, you'll find the brand new Centre for Civil and Human Rights.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's an amazing thing because it's only just opened. I think it opened about 3 months ago.
That would be interesting.
It is fascinating. It's wonderful, but it's also a very moving exhibit, so do make sure to bring your hankies.
Right.
I don't cry easily, but I must say I was crying by the end of it because, you know, it's an interactive museum. There's lots of images, but there's also a lot of footage, original footage.
Right.
Showing the story of the struggle for civil rights. And then at the end, there's a very moving video which shows the funeral of Dr. Luther King Jr. So it's very interesting, you know, because they show all the kind of, you know, stuff about the civil rights abuses, the terrible stories, the things that happened. But then it ends on a positive note because Atlanta, you know, was actually at the forefront of kind of changing, you know, giving civil rights and changing the kind of whole thing. So it ends on a positive note as well.
Right. Oh, well, that'd be definitely worthwhile seeing, wouldn't it?
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's very interesting. So finally, let's say on day three, let's go back to the Old South. We were talking about Gone with the Wind, Philippa. So let's do a Gone with the Wind Atlanta movie tour.
Oh, now you're talking.
Well, you know what?
Tell me all about
now
this.
Now you know what? Your guide is actually the authoress Margaret Mitchell.
No.
Well, how is that possible, I hear you.
How is that possible?
I knew you could ask that, Philippa. I could hear it again. Well, she was dug up for the tour. No. It's fascinating. It sounds a bit cheesy, but it's actually an actress who pretends to be Margaret Mitchell, but she does it so well. Honestly, it sounds really cheesy. She does it so well, you really believe it's Margaret Mitchell. She dresses the part, she looks the part, and above all, she just has all these kind of anecdotes. So you can ask her any question you like, you know, you know, did Margaret Mitchell like taking showers? What hat did she wear when she... And she'll know everything.
Incredible.
And at the same time, so she takes you to visit Margaret's house. She takes you to visit Margaret's grave in Oakland Cemetery. And that's a wonderful photo opportunity, obviously, because you can take a photo of Margaret next to her own grave. So it's a really good thing to do, a really fun thing to do.
And have they got the set there?
Now, they don't have the set, no, unfortunately. But they do have, you know, the house where Margaret Mitchell lived and where she wrote Gone with the Wind.
Right, I see. So it's more about her than the film.
Yes, it's more, this particular tour is more about her than the film.
Right.
But having said
that's interesting.
Yes. So, you know, that's...
Well, that'd be fun.
So after that, grab a snack, have a picnic in Atlanta's Botanical Garden. There's an orchid house. There's also the Ken Dedder Canopy Walk, which is a sky walk where you take a tour of one of the city's last remaining urban forests. You're something like 40 feet up there, walking along. In,
gosh, wonderful. Yeah. Are you outdoors?
You're outdoors. You're in the botanical park and...
Up in the trees.
Right up high.
Oh,
trees.
I'd love that.
Would you? You love that, would you?
Yeah.
It scared the life out of me.
Oh, you're really high up.
Yes, it is. And you're
then how safe is it? Quite safe.
Haven't been any accidents yet.
Is it a bridge that wobbles or is it all solid?
It's a bit more solid than that, but it kind of feels like it wobbles. You know?
You couldn't fall off, could you?
No. I mean, it's just, you know, you need a head for heights, but apart from that, you know.
I would like to do that.
Yeah, no, it is fun. And it's, you know, you see a whole other side of the city, you know, because of all these trees, all this kind of nature. So it's not like your kind of average American city where it's all skyscrapers and buildings.
It's funny because, you know, I think of Atlanta like a major American city full of skyscrapers and buildings, but I wasn't aware of all that it's famous for its trees, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it is something that really affects the kind of atmosphere of the city because you don't feel kind of like you're surrounded by concrete all the time.
How lovely.
Apart from the main kind of areas where there are skyscrapers and tall buildings, you know, it's a very kind of laid back, very green city. So it's very nice.
How wonderful. So that sounds good.
Yeah, so talking of families, so just a couple of suggestions for families because, you know, there are, you know, we do realise that people like to take their kids and Atlanta is a very kid-friendly city. So you might want to visit Meylan, so that's the giant panda cub that was recently given
lovely.
To Atlanta Zoo, who is gorgeous.
Oh,
really
wonderful.
Beautiful. So, you know, and there are obviously lots of other animals. You can head out with a couple of zombies to discover where The Walking Dead was filmed around the city.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
And do zombies take you
around? Yes, zombies.
That would be great.
And they look horrible. They look like they're decomposing as they kind of want.
Zombies are absolutely horrific. I watched a film not long ago and could barely look. You know,
really?
They're awful.
Well, they look just as bad as that, Philippa.
No, kids and teenagers would love that.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a really good thing to do. So Atlanta Movie Tours does that. So there you go.
Wonderful. Well, they all sound great. Gosh, typically we're not going to have enough time to do all this stuff. You could definitely have a week there, couldn't you?
Oh, easily, yes.
And on top of that, are there any hidden gems or less well-known sites or experiences you'd recommend that you've come across?
Well, Philippa, it costs an arm and a leg, if you'll excuse the pun. But when you're in Atlanta, you really should swim with whale sharks.
Ah, really?
Atlanta is the only place in the world where you can do this.
Whale sharks, did you say?
Whale sharks, yeah.
Gosh.
So they are huge. I think they might be one of the largest fish in the world, actually.
Wow.
So they take you to, it's inside the aquarium, which is also one of the world's largest aquariums. And you can either do it with, you know, with a tank or just snorkeling. And you dive into the aquarium and you swim with these huge, huge fish. I mean, they're the size of several lorries.
Good gracious.
But very gentle, but obviously they are, you know.
Did you do
very
it?
Very impressive.
You swam with them?
Yes, I did, yes.
And what was it like?
It was quite amazing. It's very impressive, you know, because you can go swimming or snorkeling or whatever. You might see a fish that's 2 or 3 meters long. These can be up to, I believe, 9 meters or 10 meters long. They're really, you know, as I say, it's like two lorries back to back. Or
can't believe that.
Yeah.
So presumably it's safe.
It is safe. Yes.
How do they guarantee the safety? Are they not interested in human beings or what?
No, they're not. They're whale sharks. So they eat plankton. They don't eat human beings.
Right.
Or not recently, apparently.
But
I can tell you,
risk.
When you see one coming towards you, and they brush past you, they come very close, and you see them coming towards you, and you see their mouth, which is probably the size of your head. It's very impressive.
Oh, amazing. Are you on your own or with somebody?
So you're with, you know, with everybody who's involved in the aquarium. You have special kind of guides who monitor. You might be in a small group, but never more than 3 or 4 people.
You're not attached to each other?
No, you're not attached to each other. You swim, you know, you have one person who's in the front who is the guide, and then you have another person behind, a guide, who checks, you know, that there's no problem, that you must stay very still when the whale sharks come past so that they don't, you know, they don't get frightened.
And you're sort of in a big basin, are you?
A huge aquarium, yeah.
Right.
Really huge.
And they don't
largest.
Feed them whilst you're there or anything?
No. But apparently it's quite interesting because they say that when they feed them, they cross the tank with a rubber raft to feed them. To feed the whale sharks, you put on special gear to go into the tank. And so the whale sharks, they identify because you're wearing black. The whale sharks, they think that you're coming to feed them. So they do come very close to you.
oh, that's a bit cruel if you then don't feed them. Sorry.
You can give them an arm if you want to. You
know? Oh, well, that sounds amazing.
You can take a sandwich. So definitely recommended, because as I say, this is the only place in the world where you can do this.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And any others?
Well, actually, yes, for sports fans, I suppose I should. Yeah, I know that there are some of you out there. So you really should head out to the Turner Field to watch the Atlanta Braves play some Major League Baseball. Atlanta is a real kind of centre for baseball as well. So sports fans will really want to do that, especially there's a really good, the Ivan Allen Jr. Baseball Museum and Hall of Fame that you can visit whilst you're there. So if you're into sport, definitely one to do.
A lot of people would love to do that.
Definitely.
Brilliant. Well, let's move on to shopping, Heidi. Whilst you've been there, obviously they have all the big American department stores, I imagine, but are there any particular shopping streets or areas or indeed shops themselves that you think are really worth visiting?
Well, Philippa, did you know that Atlanta has one of the best retail markets in the US?
Gosh, really? I'm not that surprised.
Yeah, bring that extra suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the top 10 kind of places to shop in the US. You have all kinds of different neighborhoods. They're all buzzing with art galleries, antique stores, craft shops, designer boutiques. A main kind of focus is in Buckhead. This is home to more than 1,400 retail stores. You've got Lenox Square and Phipps Plaza. There's some amazing luxury shopping. I mean, you've got Neiman Marcus, Gucci, Cartier, Burberry, Jimmy Choo, Watchmakers Omega. And also, whilst you're there, you can arrange to get a free personal shopping tour. There's a shopping blogger, her name is Nika. If you go to the front desk, they can organise this for you. And Nika, she just takes you round. She'll ask you, first of all, she'll get your profile. She'll say, you know, are you shopping for your kids? Are you shopping for yourself? Whatever. And then she'll take you to the stores where you'll find what you're looking for.
Quite handy, actually.
It is, you know. I mean, if you're shopping, you know, if you're only there for a week and you only want to spend an afternoon shopping for souvenirs or whatever for the whole family, you know, she can really kind of point you in the right direction and also help you get some good, you know.
That's a good idea.
It is, really. And whilst you're there, do look out for the world famous Sprinkles Cupcake store.
Oh, really?
24-hour cupcake ATM dispenser.
Gosh. Is that all they sell? Cupcakes?
The shop just sells cupcakes, but there's actually an ATM machine, you know, like a cash point machine.
Yeah.
And you go up to it and you put in your card and you get out your cupcakes.
<That's>
World
funny.
Famous. So they've got they've just introduced a line of pedicabs. So these pedicabs will take you from Lenox Square, and they'll take you to the other huge mall, which is Phipps Plaza. Once again, this is where you get really luxury shopping. My favourite store, Jeffrey, which is real high-end luxury. You know, they have all these kind of designer collections by Prada, the Louboutin.
You bought a lot of those, did you?
I didn't buy a lot, but I did try a lot on.
Okay.
I had a few photos of me in them since I was never
likely to
be back in
the game. Don't tell people that. It's not illegal.
They felt sorry for me, I think. So that's really kind of high-end
Excellent.
Luxury. Now, Philippa, you brought that extra suitcase. You're probably not going to fill it up with Prada and Louboutin, but you will fill it up if you go to slightly further out of town, to the North Georgia Premium Outlets. It's factory outlet shopping.
Oh, yes. They're pretty good in the States, aren't they? They're big on all of that, aren't they?
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, you know, you have discounts on top of discounts on top of discounts. This place, North Georgia Premium Outlets, it's like a village, you know.
Wow.
It's beautifully done. All the shops are in little houses.
Oh, lovely.
You've got things like, you know, Michael Kors, Saks Fifth Avenue, Brooks Brothers.
But, gosh,
the prices are so interesting, you know.
Really, much cheaper.
Oh, much, much cheaper than you would find, I think, anywhere in Europe.
Why would anybody go to the main shops if you go to those shops and get it all for discounted rates?
Well, you know, they don't have things like, they don't have the Prada and whatever, okay, you know. Yeah. So, you know, it's a different kind of
That's worth for spending a morning or an afternoon there, isn't it, having a look around?
Yeah, well, some people spend the whole day. You know, there's a food pavilion.
Oh, right.
And it really is. It's like a small village.
Gosh.
So, you know, if you're really into shopping, you've got everything there. And,
sounds
and,
good.
So you can get some bargains.
Brilliant. What about any markets, Heidi? Did you come across any whilst you've been there?
Well, Atlanta isn't so big on markets. There are food markets. One thing I should mention, it's not a market as such, but for market style shopping, there's the West Side Provisions District, which was once a meat packing district, but now this is a hub for loads of great shops. Just one, my favourite store here is Atlanta Made. It sells all kinds of items for the home, but also jewellery and all sorts of craft goods. And they were all made by artists and designers from here in Atlanta.
Oh, that's excellent. A brilliant place to go for presents to take home.
Yeah, they've got some really lovely stuff. They've got things, you know, made in wood, beautiful carved wood stuff, but also lovely jewellery that you just wouldn't find anywhere else, you know.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah, definitely. And things you can easily pack as well, you know.
Brilliant. Right, let's move on to food now. I've got a feeling food's going to be pretty special in Atlanta with all that southern influence drifting up from the Caribbean and elsewhere.
Oh, you can smell it already, can't you?
So any dishes in particular that are either special to Atlanta that are worth trying, shouldn't be missed whilst you're there, food or drink?
Well, as you say, Philippa, the food scene in Atlanta is really buzzing, especially at the moment. There are lots of celebrity chefs that are actually moving here from other major US cities to open restaurants.
Really?
Yeah. So that shows you just, you know, what an exciting food scene there is here. But of course, traditional foods are top of the menu too, in this city, which is known as the world's soul food capital.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So as you were saying, you know, that's variety of cuisine popular in African American culture. So when it comes to ingredients, you're really spoilt for choice. You've got those pecan trees that are growing just south of the city. So plenty of that in dishes like the ubiquitous pecan pie, of course. Other ingredients you should look out for include okra, squash, butter beans, black-eyed peas, cornbread. You also have muscadines, which is a type of native grape. It grows individually on vines. It's a bit like cherries on trees, but it grows. They don't grow in bunches. They grow singly like cherries. And they have an amazing flavour, they're very rich flavour, very particular for here, Atlanta. And then, of course, this is the home of one-time Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter. So what else do you have, Philippa?
Burgers.
Jimmy Carter? Peanuts!
Oh, of course, of course.
So peanut brittle, peanut cakes, peanut butter pie,
they're
you
good,
name
actually.
It, peanut, you've got it.
So is there a Cajun influence at all?
Yes, definitely as well. I mean, it's a very mixed kind of cuisine because, you know, all these influences coming out from outside, so Cajun as well, definitely. But also, amazingly enough, a lot of international cuisine, a lot of excellent Korean restaurants here.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about restaurants. Have you come across any in particular that you would like to recommend?
I think my favourite is Saint Cecilia. This is a kind of very elegant eating space. It's in a kind of industrial building, high ceilings, everything. But it's very cosy. There are lovely big windows so you can look out on the street outside. But the cuisine is amazing. The chef, Craig Richard, when I was there, he served me a dish that's called flounder in hay.
Wow.
And so it's a fish that's actually, apparently it was an ancient Roman recipe, and the fish, the flounder, is actually cooked in a bed of hay and served on a bed of hay.
Hay, H-A-Y?
Hay, H-A-Y.
Ooh, edible hay.
Yeah, well, if you're a horse, maybe.
You don't eat the hay.
No, you don't eat the
Why
hay.
Why do they cook it in hay?
Well, it just gives this amazing taste. It tastes like a... It makes it taste almost like it's come out of a flowery meadow or something.
Gosh.
It just has this gorgeous kind of
I wonder how flavors. They discovered that.
Well, apparently the Romans used to do it.
Oh, right.
And so he rediscovered this recipe.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and he also does octopus chunks, but marinated in red wine. He marinates
them. Oh, lovely. Sounds good.
Red wine. And that's incredible too, because, you know, they become, it's almost like meat. It's very, very tasty.
Wow.
So that's definitely good. So if you're looking for a more kind of typical local restaurant, then you should head for South City Kitchen. So that's the best place in town for traditional southern food. We were talking about soul food. So there you'll get the mountain buttermilk fried chicken, Georgia trout, shrimp and grits. Have you had grits?
Yes, I like grits, yeah.
Yes. So most people, you know, it looks like a really good, and it tastes like a really good potato puree, but it's actually made from cornmeal.
Mm.
So definitely, you know.
Cool name, Soul City Kitchen, South City Kitchen.
South City Kitchen.
And that's a perfect place to go then, because it'd be great to try some of those southern dishes whilst you're there, and the ones that are particular to Atlanta. Do they have those things where I think it's biscuits? You call it biscuits and gravy?
Yes. Definitely. Well, actually, Philippa, you've read my mind, because I was just going to tell you a little secret. One restaurant where the locals go, and you won't find many tourists, is West Egg Cafe. This is the one that the Atlantans know. This is where they go for brunch. Mm-hmm. And this is where you get dishes like Georgia Benedict, which is absolutely calorie packed. Mm-hmm. But it's a plate load of turkey sausage patties with eggs, and it's on a split biscuit base.
Wow.
So there you get your biscuits. Mm. But you get biscuits everywhere.
Biscuits aren't biscuits as we understand the term biscuits, are they?
No.
What are biscuits made of over there?
Well, they're kind of, they're a bit like, they remind me a little bit of scones, really.
Right.
I mean, they've got that kind of texture.
Yeah. A bit like dumplings.
A bit like dumplings, yes. I mean, it's all, you know, it's flour and water and, you know, whatever else. But,
so very satisfying, nice, wholesome food.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yes, very filling, but... You know, definitely. And they can be made from cornmeal, you know, they can be made from different things.
Yeah.
So
let's talk a little bit just briefly about nightlife. Any cafes or bars or clubs that have jumped out at you whilst you've been there?
Well, there's a very cool nightlife scene, but just a couple that kind of are a bit different. One that's a lot of fun is Joystick Game Bar.
Joystick Game Bar. Is it full of joysticks?
Well, it's... focus on the kind of game bar a bit, because it's actually an arcade for grown-ups. So you can kind of wind back the clock and remember the days, you know, when you played all those old arcade games like pinball machines and Donkey Kong or something. There's a jukebox, but at the same time you can do all the adult things, have cocktails, bar nibbles.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It is a lot of fun. You actually put quarters in the machine and stuff like that, you know, so it really is, you know, going
brilliant.
And just one other one, a really cool kind of quirky, kitschy kind of place. Sister Louisa's Church of the Living Room and Ping Pong Emporium.
Good gracious, what's that all about?
Well, the owner, Grant Henry, is an artist. And so it's a really OTT bar. It's decorated with the work of his alter ego, Sister Louisa. So there are all these paintings. And there's a jukebox, a ping pong table. And there's an organ where they have choir karaoke nights.
Gosh, that sounds good.
It's a lot of fun. It's hilarious.
Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, before we go today, Heidi, do you have any hot tips for visiting Atlanta?
I certainly do, Philippa. Number one hot tip. Pop into the body shop at Premium Outlets and get talking to Sheila Carr, and she might just offer you a complimentary hand wax and hand massage.
Oh, lovely. Very nice.
Top tip number two, mention that you listen to the British Airways City Guide when you visit Premium Outlets, and they will offer you a goodie bag and complimentary voucher booklet at customer services. Isn't that great?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's excellent.
Isn't that good?
Well done. What did you have to do to get us that? Very good. And also, before we go, do you have any fun facts or interesting anecdotes about Atlanta?
I certainly do. Atlanta's legendary tolerance earned it the nickname the City Too Busy to Hate.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a good name, isn't it?
Very good.
And finally, Gone with the Wind was media mogul Ted Turner's favourite movie, and he loved it so much that he had a cinema in the CNN building where you can do those tours. Unfortunately, the cinema isn't there anymore. But when it existed, he had repeat showings of this classic film. Gone with the Wind. So
wonderful. So whenever he felt like it, he could pop downstairs and go into his own cinema, and guaranteed he wouldn't have missed the performance. It would always be on.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
All the words.
Brilliant. Well, that's all been wonderful. And if you'd like further information on Atlanta, you can find Heidi's fact sheet from today at ba.com/information/entertainment. Plus, you can visit the destination guide section at ba.com. Heidi Fuller Love, thank you so much for joining us on British Airways today.